CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing. Without a woman or a girl.
It is Bloke Talk. Here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. Hello, Laura.
Your Vimto can taste slightly different material this week.
It's funny that. Let's just chink the glasses of Vimto in the Bloke Talk studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Magnificent. Laura, do you want to do the bit about who we are, where we are, and all of that kind of stuff?
This is Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9. Yeah. You might be listening to this on a Saturday evening, the repeat on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
You may even be listening to it on your futuristic listening device from the podcast.
Yeah. So thank you.
Not that futuristic. Quite current, in fact.
And thanks for tuning in.
Right. That's all the housekeeping done. We're here for the next 60 minutes. I'm Duncan, she's Laura, and you've heard Toby in the background as well. Everyone well this week?
Yeah, fine.
Very good, thank you.
All right. Okay.
I'm enjoying these light evenings.
But have you noticed, and I've noticed this week I have been knackered first thing in the morning. And someone said to me in the lift here at the City Radio Tower, 450 feet above the City of Liverpool, we're going up. And I said, you know what, I can't get to grips with mornings at the moment. I said, there's that hour.
Yeah.
It can't be that, because it's only an hour. But this week, I've just felt knackered every time I've woken up. I've had to haul my sorry backside out of bed. It's been a real struggle. And I don't believe it's just that 1 hour.
They say that a change in your body clock, no matter how small, takes 16 days to get
through.
Yes.
I just feel knackered. And I'm tired now. I keep yawning.
Oh, stop moaning, Duncan.
My eye keeps twitching, which
moaning,
means I'm tired. Oh, look what I did during the week. See that? I smashed my knuckle there.
Oh, have you been punching walls again?
No, I was moving something around on I gashed my knuckle, and it took up. And the thing is, it's right on the bend there, and it wouldn't stop bleeding.
Stop moaning.
Anyway, so we're here, and Laura, Toby and Duncan. It is Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9. We've got to check our usual multimedia platforms, because, of course, this show is across many platforms. Bebo, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. So we'll do that in a few moments' time. We've had some results on the magician thing as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, except magicians seem to work on their own time clock.
Oh, we're not getting one in?
Well, eventually. You know, last week, how did we get onto the subject of magic last week?
We were talking about juggling, I think.
That's right. And we put an appeal out there for magicians across Liverpool, North Wales, North West England. Two of them contacted the show. JD, the producer, has been on the case. And we hope to get them kind of in.
Were you hoping he was going to speak there?
No, he's mute. He's the mute producer. His radio's only mute producer.
He's laughing.
And
that's a start.
Almost out loud.
It's a scientific first. But they're not coming in, are they?
No.
Are they coming in eventually?
Not? Hopefully.
Yeah. So,
excellent.
Well, they're busy. They're in
love a bit of
they're
magic.
Magicians. They're off
brilliant.
Doing magic.
Well, there are not enough magicians around anymore to satisfy demand.
I wonder if magicians have had to cut their prices to cope with the credit crunch. Or do you think that they magic money up from nowhere?
I don't know. Maybe they've had to cut back on tricks.
Yeah, I'll come to your party, your kids' party, but I can only do you five tricks.
Yes, instead of my previous eight.
Yeah,
there won't
be
a rabbit, they're too expensive.
No rabbits. No, I've got a gerbil. I can do you a nice line of gerbils.
A gerbil out of hat.
The credit crunch magician.
And it won't be a hat either, unless you can provide me with one. Maybe
a
baseball cap.
A sock.
So the magicians on the show sometime over the next couple of weeks, I hope. I've got some stuff here.
The clown.
You've got some stuff there. Should we have a look at what's going on? Oh, we got the food as well, haven't we? I want to talk about food.
I don't want to do this.
No, because you were saying to me you've given up something for the next four weeks. What have you given up?
I've given up sweet chocolate and cakes.
Why? For Lent.
Lent's finished, isn't it?
Like, it's a late Lent, I suppose. I've given it up for a month.
Well, that's convenient, seeing
it
as
is
all
convenient,
the things we're eating tonight are sweet
and
treats.
I know, but if you do ask Pee-Pee, I've been saying this for the last few days.
Pee-Pee, your
my squeeze,
girlfriend.
Yes.
Squeeze?
Yes.
Squeeze.
I like that word.
It's a good word, isn't it?
Do you like squeezing her?
Yeah. She's nice to squeeze.
Which bit of her is the nicest bit to squeeze?
I like a big hug. She's a good hugger.
Does she give good hugs?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Hugging's important, I think.
I think hugging's great, yeah. Can't beat a good hug.
I'm sure she'll hug you if you want.
Should we have a hug?
What a giant hug all of us.
Come on, agree. Come on, Duncan.
I can't. I'll hug you. I'm not hugging him.
Will would.
Embrace it.
Wouldn't he? Will would.
Embrace the hug.
Yeah, but that explains a lot. I'll hug you. I'm not hugging him.
Come on, then, let's...
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
OK, why don't I do a hug with Toby and a hug with Duncan and say which one's the best?
Right. I'm renowned for being a good hugger.
Because I'm a good hugger.
There's more of you to hug.
Yeah, I'm a very
But I'm renowned for being a good hugger. Who's going first?
Go on then, Toby.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Are you going first?
What?
You go first. Go on.
I need a hug.
Moaning
but I never know which way to go in, whether to go high, whether to go low.
Let's move this out of the way. You need a good hug.
Oh.
It looks like there's a lot of... The bodies are being pushed away from each other there. Duncan was pulling away slightly, I thought.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit awkward, that hug.
I thought it was a great hug.
It was all right. It was very fair.
It was quite a manly stroke on the back. Like, you almost wanted to pat her on the back, I think, like a proper man hug.
Like a pet.
Like a pet. Well, we do know about your noises, I suppose.
Come on, then.
Go on, right, Toby, give some hugs.
I give good hugs.
Aww.
Why is that a better hug than mine?
Yeah, that was good. That was
really good. Well, it wasn't as long as mine.
It wasn't.
For longer. I've got more staying power.
I think it's to do with him being the same height as me.
Yeah.
There's a height
issue.
You go
for quality, not quantity.
I give good hugs. I'm renowned by many of my friends for being the one to hug. If they need picking up.
Male friends?
Men and women.
Do you hug your bloke friends?
Yeah.
Really?
If they need it, yeah.
See, I'd never do that. Why'd you do that?
If they need it.
Really?
I can give you quite a good example. It's not the nicest thing to talk about, but when the revelation, or probably the wrong word, but when we heard about Phil Easton, Carlos, who's one of the producers here at City Talk, was devastated. He's been a bit of a father figure
to him. I can understand
that. And I gave him a really big hug, he said that he felt better.
I can understand that. And, you know, I wasn't being flippant about it. What I mean is, though, if someone's having a bad day, they just have a bad day at work, so they've got too much work to do, would you give a male friend of yours a hug?
If they looked down enough, yeah.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
Simon Greening a big hug today, in fact. Who's one of the presenters
on
our sister station? Yeah,
I bet he enjoyed that.
You want to be careful hugging him.
No, he's
you're not itching, are you?
No, he's
had a shower. There's a shower upstairs. Go and use a shower.
I don't know, having heard things that go on in there.
Yeah, it's quite a grubby shower. Yeah, thank God there's a plug hole. Right, so we've got the food to do. Why have you given up your 4 weeks of
given it up. I'm starting it.
Your chocolate, your biscuits and your cakes.
I'm starting it tonight.
I began it from midnight this morning, if that makes sense.
Why, though? Why? Because he doesn't want to eat the sweets.
No, do you know what? It's entirely down to me.
Yeah.
It's almost I want to prove to myself I can do it because I'm very bad at resisting things like that when they're in front of me. And particularly in this office where it's constantly on offer. So
what's on offer?
Sweets and cakes and chocolate, etc.
Well, you just say no.
We have got a tuck shop in our office now.
We have.
Should we talk about that?
I think we should
talk about that. I'll tell you what happens here in the City Radio Tower. We have a vending machine. Mm-hmm. Okay. At least Dick Turpin wore a mask. That's all I have to say when it comes to the vending machine. So someone has created a little sideline.
Mm. Well, do you know what? It was my idea.
Was it your idea?
It was my idea.
We were
sitting in the office the morning after a price hike in our vending machine.
Yeah.
Of 10% at the very least.
Yeah, there stand and deliver.
It's disgraceful.
Chocolate bars are now 55p, which is
exactly.
quite a lot.
I realise it's a credit crunch on.
So I said, we need to boycott that machine and find some sort of alternative.
Yes.
To which Molly, who is much discussed on this show at times, isn't she, said, I'm going to start a tuck shop and undercut it. And I tell you what, undercutting it she is.
Quite right.
Bags of crisps for 30p.
Yeah. 20p,
like old days.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And she's trying to make as minimal profit as need be to be able to keep refilling and eventually make her money back from the initial outlay, which
was
a tenner.
We've had all of these protests in London from the Great Unwashed, you know, and half of them don't know what they're actually marching about because, you know, some of them don't like airports, some of them don't like bankers, and it all goes around and gets muddled up and stuff. A lot of them don't like capitalism. Molly could be leading the way because what she's doing is this new idea. It's very simple. She's not there to make a killing. She's just there to cover her basic costs.
Yep.
She also makes a little bit extra, and occasionally she'll say to someone who's helped her out, have a Twix.
She does.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's budgeted for that. So any kind of like additional kind of profit that's there not to cover the costs or whatever and have enough money in the pot to buy the next batch of stuff, she kind of like redistributes the wealth in the form of a chocolate bar.
She does.
You know, it could be the new system.
It's to her best clients, basically, that she gives a free,
you know,
Twizzler or whatever they're called.
I say, get Molly in charge of the banks.
Yeah.
She's brilliant.
Let her do it.
It would work on
that. I tell you what, do you know you did this campaign about kicking the banks?
Metaphorically.
Yes, metaphorically.
I want to disassociate myself with any form of violence that we've seen during the week.
When not kicking the bankers,
kicking the bank branches.
When I was up in Scotland, right. I went past the Bank of Scotland headquarters and gave it a little kick for you.
That's fine. It's metaphorically, that's acceptable.
Yes,
but we don't
support no violence.
So I'll tell you what I did find incredibly interesting. I was on Twitter yesterday, and I was having a look at some of the Twitter things on there. Because I've stopped posting on Twitter because I can't be bothered when my radio show's on the air. I get more joy out of looking at other people's Twittering postings. And there was someone who worked for a journalist who I know taking a picture, and this was superb. There are a load of anti-capitalist and anti-globalisation protesters having their lunch in McDonald's yesterday.
No way.
Which I thought was delicious irony. It's like, smash the greedy corporate what? Yeah, 9 nuggets, please.
Supersize it.
Very entertaining. Now, I bought my own packaging, so you don't have to use the same. No, of course it didn't happen. You know, it was there's nothing like blatant hypocrisy. Anyway, so you've given it up because you can't resist the temptation of someone who's got a big basket
having
on their desk
that,
with hula hoops in it.
Having said that, I can quite easily resist the temptation of chocolate-covered bugs.
Well, I think this is all an elaborate ruse not to
You're
going to
have to ask PP. I've been talking about this for a few days.
But why did it have to start?
Because I said
midnight
it makes
night.
Sense to start
very convenient.
On the current date.
Why?
Because when this show is...
God, you're anal.
It's
like,
fair
it's
to
like
say.
Kind of financial year.
Look.
It must run April till April.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Well, OK, if you don't want to eat the food, that's fine.
Yeah, but that's not fair. He's got to eat the food.
Why do I have to? You can't force me.
Because all of a sudden I can say, oh, I've developed a dairy problem and
well,
I can't
can
eat any of that.
The toffee-covered
it's got dairy in it.
Scorpion.
Yeah,
no, it hasn't.
I've got a scorpion ailment.
Phobia.
To be honest with you, I'm quite happy to eat it.
Yeah, look, let's just watch Laura eat it. I think she quite wants it all to herself, to be honest.
Well, we need to do that.
You two, stop moaning.
What are you trying to say?
We need to talk about some of the ongoings on our multimedia online platform. Because Bebo, MySpace, Facebook and Twitter both have, all of them have Bloke Talk presence, courtesy of JD, the mute producer. And I've heard during the week, because I'm not on Facebook anymore, that there's been a little bit of a verbal sparring going
on. It's all kicked off.
Well, it's not been verbal, it's been written.
Yeah, that's what I meant. protecting your good reputation.
I have been the subject of debate this week, which has interested me greatly.
We'll talk about that in a few moments' time, but can I just say, you know, Bloke Talk, the Appreciation Society on Facebook, it is there. It's got record membership.
It has.
Do you like
it's
that?
Incredible.
I put a bit of spin on that.
I
tell I used to work in the world of marketing and PR because it sounds big. Record membership.
It has.
It just means
it is ever increasing.
Yeah. We've got a record membership.
We have.
It's what they say when radio stations publish their audience figures.
An ever-increasing record membership,
yeah, they'll
fact,
come out with something.
To continue that.
Yeah, so
people are joining all the time.
Yeah.
And it's for people who appreciate Bloke
There's
Talk.
A clue in the title, the words appreciation. Yeah, there's been some hoodlum, some thug, who's on there, who's been giving our Laura a bit of a hard time. And, you know, such behaviour, whilst, you know, City Talk 105.9 is all about opinions.
Equal opportunities.
You know, of course you're allowed to have your say. But, you know, you've just got to... Who's this bloke's name? What's his name? Mick?
I believe his name is Mick.
Mick.
Yes.
You know, Mick. It's our Laura, all right? It's no one else's Laura, and we get very protective here on Bloke Talk when people have a go at our Laura.
Free speech, though, Duncan.
But where do you draw the line with free speech?
Well,
where does it stop?
I think it needs to stop when Laura gets slagged off.
We need to look at this in more detail because it's on Facebook. And if you're listening to this at the moment, City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool, Bloke Talk, and you have access to maybe a laptop or a PC, or maybe indeed you're listening online via the download or whatever, go and have a look, Facebook, the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, and you can have a look at the kind of sparring that's been going on between Mick.
Have you felt like interjecting at any point, Laura?
I didn't interject, and then I thought that's very unprofessional, so I took my comments off.
I see.
I think you've got to rise above it, haven't you?
I know, and I didn't. You know, I just weighed. This is this is how I handle things in life generally. Waded straight in and wrote a comment straight back, and then I thought, but not a nasty comment, but...
It's the old adage, sometimes it's best to count to 10 before taking any action.
I know, but I'm not very good at that, you see. I'm quite hot-headed, as you know.
So we'll look at that in more detail in a few moments' time, because I think they talk about how much money you guys get for bloke talk.
I always thought, reveal that.
Well, that kind of stuff's quite private, isn't it? But, you know, obviously it's of interest to people.
It is a sticking point, Duncan.
So we'll come back in a few moments' time. We'll talk about what's going on the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society page on Facebook. We've got some food stuff to do as well. I've got a load of stuff to do with surveys. Laura's got some interesting... Is that male-focused facts?
Man facts.
So we'll do all of that in a few moments' time. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
Facebook.
Yes.
Bloke Talk Appreciation Society.
Let's delve into this.
Now, you know, we love the fact that people are kind of into this show and they're part of what we do here, etc., and that's great. But there has been some recent... Well, some recent comments made on the Facebook page, and we're not happy about some of the things on there. I say not happy, it's got nothing, it doesn't mention me, so I'm quite not offended by it.
I'm not offended by
Toby's
it.
Toby's not offended by it, but
I'm offended by it on behalf of Laura.
Yeah, so am I. I'm offended. I want to complain. Right, so it's Mick who?
Mick Kearney.
And what does Mick say?
Mick, shall I read out
the
first?
Yeah, read it out, yeah.
This was posted on the 29th of March, 2009.
Now, let's just remember, there are people who work for supermarkets now who have posted comments on their Facebook page who now don't work for supermarkets because it's in the public domain. They've been very derogatory about their employer. It's dangerous what you can post on Facebook.
So are you suggesting that we might be able to ban Mick as a Bloke Talk listener?
I wouldn't want to go that far. I want to hear the evidence for myself.
Let's hear what he has to say. His first comment.
Cut to the chase.
Please, can you tell me, now Laura, close your ears, why you have such a boring bird on the show? It's really getting on my nerves now. She's proper, that's P-R-O-P-A, annoying, comma, exclamation marks and capital letters, boring Laura.
That's a bit rude, isn't it?
That is rude.
And when people write...
I love the way you read that out. That was brilliant.
When people write in using block capitals, it's like they're shouting at you.
It does.
You can imagine...
Boring
Nick,
Laura!
Exactly. Sitting next to you and shouting at you. So
boring!
Then it goes on.
You seem to be revelling in
What's
this.
What's next? What's the response?
Well, like that. Then Craig says, we know Craig, he set up the group and he's our biggest fan.
And he's defending us to the hilt.
Quite right. He's a good man, Craig.
Good man. Well out of order, Mick. Say sorry to Laura.
Voice of reason there.
Shall I be Mick, and you can be Craig?
Yeah, you be Mick.
Have a bit of role play.
To which Mick has responded, I will say sorry if she stops, that stops with an apostrophe, moaning about everything that happens with an apostrophe, on the show. Moan, 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 exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
When have you been moaning recently,
have you been
then?
Moaning?
You were quite moaning last week.
She was, actually. She was possibly talking about leaving the show.
I don't think I was moaning last week. I think that you two were just being a bit mean.
You were in a bit of a grump last week, and it all started because I used the internal telecom to call you to the Bloke Talk studio.
No, I was tired.
You copped a massive strop.
I was tired, but I don't think I moaned about anything.
Put it this way.
Moaning.
He suggests that you moan about everything that happens on the show, which is not true.
No, most things, but not everything.
Is there a reason why...
I'm really a moaning person.
Is there a reason why you might...
Compared to most women.
Is there a reason why you might be moany?
What do you mean?
Are you a moaner?
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant.
anyway,
so Craig has responded to this.
Yeah. He says, you don't mess with the Harms.
The Harms.
He says, if you've got any questions you want to put to her, please use Laura's Corner.
Stop.
That's what it's for.
What's Laura's Corner?
Laura's Corner is up in the section, the discussion.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
do you have your own corner on the Facebook?
Yeah. It was when we suggested that she was effectively an agony aunt for people, and if they wanted to ask questions, that would be where
they put it. Because Laura's Corner, for me, just conjures up a slightly kind of boudoir image going on there. Which is like a little beaded curtain.
Didn't we discuss Laura on telephones recently?
Laura can see you now. And then the hand comes out and moves.
Shall we continue with what Craig has to say?
Okay, so he said, if you've got questions, put it to Laura's Corner. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
But please refrain from just slagging off the presenters of the show.
Yeah, it's rude.
They give up their free time for our entertainment. Even Toby is entertaining sometimes.
Oh, that's a bit rude.
Thanks for that.
But that's a joke.
I take the point. That's a decent, that's an all right joke. I'll accept that, Craig. I can deal with this.
Does he use an exclamation mark?
He does. Yeah.
That's all right then. That means it's fun. Next.
Now, Mick responds to this. They give up their free time? ? I'm, no apostrophe, sure they get a couple of quid for it. Mm. The lads deserve it, but Mona's should get nothing.
Mona.
Hmm.
Well...
Well, should we move on from that point?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Well, the point about pay, because it's a bit of a...
What's the issue?
Oh, let's not bring this up again, because it's really embarrassing, and it's one of the things they say you shouldn't talk about politics, religion, or money. And, you know, talking about pay and money, and I know you
well,
two...
Well, seriously, she obviously has this point, and she seems happy to bring it to the
Well,
forefront.
Do you want to know, you know, to be in all seriousness now, Duncan, and the reason that I was on...
There's not a place for this on air. You realise that?
Please, I just want to say it.
The reason
the reason I was on the brink of walking out last week, I found out that Toby is on twice as much as me, which, and you know, what we're on, you know.
You didn't tell her, did you?
I bring twice as much. I haven't told her.
Well, how does she know then?
I don't know. Did you tell her?
Well, of course I didn't tell her.
Maybe the producer told her.
I'm not going to complain about my show fee, because at the end of the day, it is enough to, you know, buy me a new pair of Chanel heels every month, but...
Well, stop complaining,
you know,
then.
Yeah, well, you know, I do put myself out for this show, Dick, and I should be earning
a lot more. Twice as much to the show that you do.
Pure sexism.
You know full well that there is indiscrepancies in the workplace when it comes to male and female pay.
Well,
and rightly so.
Well, I'm just following the current trend.
And frankly, what we earn pales in comparison to the likes of Jonathan Ross.
I think you're on quite a good screw for what you do. All right. When you work it out, it's about 48 minutes of airtime you have to fill. 48 minutes.
I think I'm really underpaid for this show.
You can buy a decent pair of fashionable shoes, your Jimmy Choo's or whatever, your Chanel. All right, two pairs after a month's worth of work.
Is that what you spend your money on? What a waste.
Let's work it out. Let's work it out.
Pretty much covers my mortgage most months.
We are talking 3.5 hours worth of work a month.
I deserve
And you're complaining that you can't, you know, you can only buy two pairs of fashionable shoes.
Oh, I'm sorry for moaning, but I deserve more.
Is this the point that Mick is saying, that you have become a bit...
You're moaning again, aren't you? You're moaning.
Maybe we should take on board what Mick is saying.
Maybe he's got the point.
Well, let's move on.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about the money thing anymore, because it's, you know, we're British, it's not nice, we shouldn't talk about money.
He's on twice as much. And you are four times as much.
Shall we carry on and find out what Craig has got to say in response to that?
I have to point... No, hang on.
Yes, that's the next one, yeah.
Well, I want to get paid less. You can't even follow a script.
No, you're Mick next, because I read
I've done that. They give up their free time. I'm sure they get a couple of quid for it. The lads deserve it, but Mona should get nothing.
I have to point out here that last week it was the boys that were moaning like girls about eating a couple of bugs, while Laura was totally up for it. Fair point. You must have been listening to something else.
Yeah, you must have been.
Yeah.
To which Mick has definitely not in any shape or form become childish and added, Craig loves Mona, kiss, 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 etc. Craig and Mona up a tree, kiss, 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 kiss. To which Craig has responded,
cheers, Mick.
Dramatic pause.
That's kind of like it's the killer put down, isn't it?
Mick definitely didn't in any way become like a 5-year-old
that
he clearly was losing his argument.
Mick, can we have a look at Laura's corner?
Oh, must we?
I haven't looked at it for a There you go.
Right, Jason, that's no good.
Jason Butler, who appears to have exactly the same profile picture as Craig Lucas.
Do you think it's the same person? I like to think he's written, who thinks Laura has a sexy voice and seems like the ideal woman?
It can't be the same person, because Craig has actually responded to that. So
all right, well, listen,
if he's writing to himself.
It's important we have closure on this issue, because otherwise things rumble on. It's how wars start.
We don't want to get bogged down in it, do we?
You know, if when Neville Chamberlain walked down the steps and when he said that immortal line, I have in my hand a piece of paper, you know, that piece of paper stood for something, we wouldn't have gone to war. So we need to draw a line. On this, and I think what we need to do is we need to say to Mick, we need to say, Mick, you know, Laura's one of us, she's part of the Bloke Talk trio. Yes, she moans occasionally, but then we all moan because we're all human beings.
I would like to put forward a case for Craig to become one of our new spangled Bloke Talk heroes.
Not like Craig, Hero of the Week.
For defending Laura's honour.
Hero of the Week. Do you think?
What do you reckon?
Do you think it's heroic enough, really?
Well, did he defend Your Honour well enough? He clearly won the argument.
It strikes me, you see, you don't have duels anymore, do you? Long gone are the days where two men would stand back to back with their pistols cocked, or indeed two men would have their swords and have a little duel. Okay,
unsheathed.
Those days have gone. Now...
Did you just say those days have gone?
Those days have gone.
Gone.
Now, shut up. Now, you duel it out on Facebook.
Yes, you
so what happens now is Craig, he would have been there, if we were, let's say, 200 years ago, he would be there and he'd be defending your reputation valiantly.
Laura wouldn't have been paid anything to be on the radio 200 years ago.
Well, let's not bring up pay again.
And let's just forget for a second that 200 years ago we wouldn't have a radio.
Yes.
He would be there protecting your reputation, fighting for you.
Mm.
And now he's done it online. So I think, you know...
Damsel in distress.
He's kind of like a hero.
I think so.
He's a kind of man who would throw down his coat on a puddle for you to walk over.
I think he's a good man.
Yeah.
So does he get Hero of the Week, or am I being generous?
Well, last week, Hero of the Week went to the bloke who chased some burglars naked
down
the road and actually gave them a bear hug.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is probably why psychologically I've got this baggage.
Hug.
Psychologically.
About giving Toby one.
Metaphorically speaking, Craig has given Laura a hug this evening.
How do you work that one
out?
Well,
I just think that it was very nice of him to do what he did and
to
defend her honour and her capabilities on air.
Her reputation.
And her reputation. Mm. And so that was I guess, having had hugs from you and me, Laura has to decide whether Craig's hug is better than ours. And I think if it is, then he deserves to win the Hero of the Week.
What?
What do you
reckon? I think we're getting too far into this.
Was Craig's hug, metaphorically speaking, was it better than mine and Duncan's?
I think he deserves to be a hero.
Yeah.
Hero of the Week.
Oh, there you are.
Well done, Craig.
We get the jingle made for you next week, Craig.
Yeah. Hero of the Week.
Hero of the Week.
No, it's still to come. We've got the food to do. Oh, by the way, before we move on from Bebo, Facebook, MySpace and
We never actually check any of the others, really, do we?
What?
Well, we don't check Bebo.
The producer's in charge of that.
Oh, sorry,
the mute one,
he does,
tells us.
Sorry.
John Doyle.
Hi, John.
John Doyle is a new member. On Twitter, on the Bloke Talk Twitter page.
Should we try and guess what he might be like?
Yeah, we did this last week. I quite enjoyed it. John Doyle. What do we make of John Doyle? What do we think of...
He's a postman, definitely.
John Doyle's a postman. What, 40...
Yeah, in his
40s. 40?
What do you think John Doyle drives as a car?
Probably
I'm thinking
a little red post van with Royal Mail written down the side.
And a cat in the front.
And he's only got three fingers. Because that's what happened to Postman Pat, wasn't it?
And he wears
Did you hear that story?
The
because they made Postman
the mafia
Pat. And,
thing.
Yeah, and Postman Pat only had three fingers and they wouldn't screen it on Japanese TV because it's a sign of the triads, apparently. Three fingers. There's old Pat the Triad coming around. What's in the back of his van? Don't ask.
It's Jess the cat.
So John Doyle, we reckon a postman, who when he's not driving his post van, I reckon an Astra.
I think an Astra.
Oh, well, yeah.
Maybe a silver one.
Let's face it, I know Astras better than most.
Well, you were born in one, weren't you?
I accept that he would probably drive
Anything else
an Astra.
We think on the name John Doyle?
A good man.
Good man, a solid man.
Definitely.
A solid,
looks after
reliable.
Looks after his wife, who's not in any way boring or moaning.
And I reckon John Doyle's got a shed.
Big time.
What do you think he keeps in his shed? I think he keeps his kid's pogo stick.
Yeah, lawnmower. I used to have
a
great shed.
Maybe a swing ball.
A swing ball.
I had a great shed, then I had children, and now it's full of kids' stuff. Before, it had a seat in it.
Did you used to go and sit and, like, read books in it? And
yeah.
Did
I used to
proper
sit in it.
Proper old man's shed.
I could tell you some stories about my shed.
I don't think I want to know.
That sounds really seedy.
Did it have windows or were they blacked out?
Well, I like the old cigars. I used to go out there. I had all the office chair, and I used to lean back, puff away on my cigar. I used to go to Lidl and find the roughest red wine I could purchase.
Is this effectively like a smoke box that you set up?
The roughest red wine
set it on fire?
I could purchase. I found a bottle of Rioja for £1.79 in Lidl, and I would sit there, my little shed, and I little radio in there, and I used to listen. This is so embarrassing. I'm not going to tell it.
Was
anyway,
it no carry on?
What? No, no, no.
You can't start like that
you
and
can't
then
say that.
I found this on the long wave, which no one listens to anymore. I found this Irish radio station that used to have the cattle prices on there. I used to sit there puffing away on my cheroot, little glass of rough red there, thinking, oh, price of sheep have gone down since yesterday. Anyway, get a shed. John Doyle, thank you for joining us on Twitter, and Linda Knox.
Hey.
Well, Linda Knox is a very voluptuous, beautiful lady.
She's 28.
Gorgeous.
Why am I getting
nervous? The producer
like that?
Just made a noise.
She's 28 years old, Linda.
No, I know Linda. because she's on Twitter. And
is she
on
28?
She's very glamorous.
I think she's glamorous.
She is?
Yeah. When we did the Duncan Bark Show one weekday morning, we actually created the Duncan Bark Show political cabinet, and Linda wanted to be our chief whip.
I'll bet she did.
So she got
she
the job.
She looks like it too.
Enough. So Linda Knox, John Doyle, thank you for joining us on Twitter. And just to recap, if you're into any of these social networking sites, Twitter, Bebo, MySpace, Facebook, then you can search for Bloke Talk
and get
involved. What are we actually on MySpace? What are we listed as? What's on the MySpace page? Is it just Bloke Talk? Just Bloke Talk.
And
what's on Bebo? Is that a bit, does anyone know we're on Bebo? Does
anyone use Bebo? Everybody every week.
I don't know anyone who uses Bebo.
All our youngest listeners will be on our Bebo, I'm sure.
What, the young, thrusting ones?
The sort of age between sort of 15 and...
Well, they'll be listening
Bebo
to this.
Bebo is so much for teenagers.
They'll be listening to the dance music
it.
Show next door.
It's too young for me.
Are you moaning again?
No, stop no. moaning, Laura.
Sorry.
Right, we'll come back in a few moments' time. We've got food to talk about, we've got surveys to talk about, and we've got some man facts as well. Thank you for tuning in. This is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this radio show, it's called Bloke Talk.
This is a man's world!
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing, without a woman or a girl.
Are you showing off your cleavage?
I think she's trying not to show off more than her cleavage.
I just realised my top shows a bit too much.
Yeah, it does. It is Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. I wasn't going to mention anything because once the sun's gone down over the Mersey, the view isn't that great in the studio and you're providing some light relief. So we're here and it's the third and final part of the show.
Not that you're here for us to perv on in any way, shape or form.
I can't wait. I'm going to make a Spanish omelette when I get home.
Are you?
Can't wait to get home. Do you know how to make a Spanish omelette?
For starters.
A nice little tortilla. You got your old you get your potato, onion, omelette. Beautiful.
Don't get boring, Duncan.
I'm not, what?
Don't get boring.
Yeah, annoying as
have
well.
Have I talked about it before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, listen, this is your starter, and we're doing it now. I don't care what anyone says.
I'm off these sweet
right.
things.
Oh, you've got to have something, Toby.
I'm off it.
I'm cracking it open.
Look at it go.
These are easy. Amp wafers.
Oh,
these are not bad at
disgusting.
All.
Disgusting.
There's four, Jonathan.
Oh, are there?
That means you can have one.
Mm.
Oh.
They're very small.
Yeah.
And they've got black dots in. That's
yeah.
the
ones.
Go on. I feel like I'm
right,
at communion.
Don't eat it yet. There you go. Bless you, my child.
Oh, they really smell.
They smell of white chocolate.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Are you going to take some pictures? Do you want to show? Because I'm going to stick these
open.
Up on one of the websites. I think
if you crack it open, you can't actually see any ant at all. Look.
Oh, that's good. I've finished my glass of Vimto now.
These
I kind of need something
right.
to swill it down with.
These are all right, these.
Just... I don't think there's ants in there. Oh, he's gone for it. What's it like, Dunk?
I'm
just thrown it in.
It's fun.
What does it taste of?
Chocolate.
Is there any crunchy ant in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I just got a bit of amp.
Ah.
It's all right, then.
Did you really?
Just a tiny bit of crunch.
Oh, I don't
all
know
gone. Look, right. Come on, you girl. Eat it. Eat it.
It's just. Oh, I just got a bit of crunch.
Oh, I
eat
don't
it.
Like
come
it.
On, boring. Come on. Ooh. It's got a funny aftertaste to it.
It's not, very nice. It's not actually
ant.
Very nice chocolate, is it?
It's not.
It's absolutely
horrible
disgusting.
Chocolate.
I'm not eating that.
Next.
I've tried it. That's enough.
Oh,
well,
you
Toby,
girl.
That's pathetic.
Well, yeah, all of it. What's
you
the matter with
you?
You
can eat the rest of it.
No,
Laura's obviously
cool.
enjoying
you can
it.
Eat that.
No minging.
Right, I'll eat the rest of it.
No minging. Minging, I'm having it. No minging.
And I'm supposed to be off this. You've just made me break my diet on day one.
Oh,
it's only
girl.
Ants in chocolate.
Exactly.
Next.
I'll finish yours.
Can't deal with that. Laura's stuffing her face here with her chocolate ants.
You know what I mean?
It actually doesn't taste very
right,
nice.
Right, chocolate-covered bugs.
I definitely can't do this.
Oh, let's have
a look. I can't.
Oh, what is it? What's on the ingredients?
They've got, right.
Lava and cricket.
Lava. Oh, nice. Isn't lava what you use to catch fish?
What?
Isn't lava what you use to catch fish?
What do you mean,
no.
What do you mean lava?
Oh, I can't
see,
do
these
that.
Actually... Oh, that's a cricket. You have it.
Ah.
You can tell it's a cricket, look.
Bite it rather than just chewing it.
You can see. Look, you can see the shape of it.
Oh, I can't deal with this.
Ah, look, legs.
Ah!
You can tell it's a cricket.
That actually, I don't know if I can eat that.
Thank you.
I'll tell you why, because I started to take it apart.
Look, it's got... It looks... Oh.
Look at that.
I'm just
going to
eat it.
Look at the legs on that.
You see that? That's its legs.
That's a proper cricket.
That's its legs.
Right, I'm just going to eat it.
Go on, then.
One, two, three.
Oh. I heard the crunch there. Did you hear the crunch?
That was
yeah.
That was absolutely rank.
I heard the crunch. That was grim.
Dear. You could.
What does it taste of?
It's going down my throat. Nothing.
That's the idea when you eat something. Oh, Lord. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Nobody could claim she was boring.
You're
today.
One serious, top, strong,
yeah, that's what
hardcore
you just ate.
Bird.
I wonder whether it's better with white or brown chocolate.
Come on.
Why don't you eat the rest?
Dunk.
I don't know if I can eat that. I started taking
Duncan,
it apart.
Duncan, here you go.
Legs.
Here's the larvae.
Well, you have a larva instead.
Oh, no, that's even worse. I mean, because you're going to break that open. It's going to have bits
well,
in it.
Don't break it open. Just go for
no,
it.
No, I can't. I don't.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to.
Go on, Dunk.
A
this
lava.
Is your show.
No,
it's like a maggot, isn't
remind
it?
Us.
Look at that.
That's horrible.
What's that? What can you see in there?
Oh, I can see.
Look at that.
Oh, that's rank.
It's just like a cocoon or something.
It's moving.
It's moving.
It's not moving.
It's moving.
That quick.
All right, I'll eat half of it, okay?
Go on then.
Deal?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you can hear the crunch.
Rank. Oh!
He's got no Vimto left to wash it down. He's got no Vimto.
That is minging.
Oh, actually, that is grim.
What did it taste of?
I've now got kind of like the
I've
aftertaste.
I've got a crick in my teeth.
It's like a stale wafer.
Oh.
I'm not. I can't eat anymore. That's horrible. Oh, that is grim. I'm not having any more.
We've still got the big one. Yeah.
I've done it. I've done the lava.
Do you want to take a photo of this while it's still in?
Oh, dear God. Any more Vimto anywhere?
This one. Do you want to take a photo of this one before it's... Now, this is in one full piece. It's a big wedge of toffee with a big scorpion inside it.
Oh, I can't believe you've just done that. I cannot bring myself to do it, honestly. The ants was bad enough.
Well, you didn't eat much of it.
I know, but that was... I just can't bring myself to... I told you about the sheep's eyeballs before, haven't I?
Ooh.
I can't bring myself to do it.
It really does smell of toffee.
Well, that's because it's toffee.
Is that... What's that, the scorpion?
Yeah. I can't break it, though. I don't know how we're supposed to eat that.
Smash it.
Smash it with a...
Well, don't smash it on the deck. Oh, great. Where did the scorpion go?
There's bits in either half.
No, there's a scorpion tail there.
Oh, I can't feel... It's just grim. You know, I understand, I can understand why people might think, oh, they do it in the jungle, it's great. But when you're in the jungle, one presumes you're starving, you're desperate to win £100,000 or whatever.
Yeah, they're getting paid more than us
but
as well.
Out of choice, do you know, I've got pain now.
Yeah, it's
right
disgusting.
There. That is horrible.
I can't imagine why you consider doing it.
Have you got anything left?
What happened to some toffee, Duncan.
What happened to the coffee beans that have been through the funny animal?
Well, we haven't got a grinder.
I'm not eating that. That's just grim. Look, you can see its veins in there.
Craig, next time you choose something, make it not quite that.
I mean, just out of interest, who, apart from Craig, who thought it'd be funny to send it in to us, and thank you, Craig, who actually
buys
this?
I know. It's for people who make ridiculous radio shows, really.
Shall I eat a bit of this scorpion?
Go on then, Laura. You've done the lot.
What is that? That's it.
You've already done the lot. I think that's its...
Bottom? Bottom or
is it
its
tail? Bottom.
Go on, go for it.
They're biting it.
She's gone for it. Go on, get in. Get in there.
It's too hard. The things I do for this radio show. I'm earning my money this week.
Too right.
I can't get into it.
Give it a good bite.
No, too
hard. Keep going. Was that tooth or toffee?
I don't know. Bit of scorpion, I think. What's it like?
I don't know.
That actually makes me feel sick just thinking about it.
I can't get... Oh, it's so stuck in my mouth.
You know sometimes when you eat a bag of crisps...
Scorpion stuck in my mouth.
And you get bits of potato stuck in your molars at the back of your mouth. Have you got a bit of scorpion stuck in one of your teeth?
Ah, it's a hideous.
Careful. I guess it doesn't sting once it's been in a bar of toffee.
You just hope that there's no poison left in there.
Ah. Ah! Ah! I just wondered what was on my tongue. Look, it's a leg.
Ah! You're all hideous, the lot of you.
Oh.
Do you know what? That's not very tasty, that toffee scorpion.
Well, we gave you the good shot. At least
I didn't.
Two of us did.
I don't make any apologies either. I can't deal with that sort of thing.
Thanks, Craig.
I feel queasy now.
He's our hero of the week, you know. He's just put us through that.
It's kind of like that lava thing I've just had. All I've got now in my mouth, despite swilling it out of a little drop of Vimto, is, you know, have you ever had a stale biscuit? Remember Blue Ribbons?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I've got that kind of stale Blue Ribbon taste in my mouth, mixed with a kind of slightly musty taste of...
Blue Ribbons were quite
dead
nice.
Insect.
Quite liked Blue Ribbon.
What did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with Blue Ribbon. Well,
can we tempt you with a bug?
No.
I've got crickets in one side of my mouth.
Right.
Scorpion.
So can we now say that we've done it? Apart from finding someone who will let us use a coffee machine for the coffee beans that have been through some small animals.
I want to point out that at least I was braver than our producer who hasn't even attempted the ant chocolate.
He's mute.
Thing. That doesn't mean he can't eat, exactly.
Craig, thank you for sending the stuff in. That's really kind.
He's also an easy target, of course.
Do we want to continue next week, then, with the random food challenges? Do you want to get back to normal? Should we do something proper, like...
I'll do a random food challenge.
A roll of extra strong mince and a pint of water in a minute.
Do you want to do that next week?
We can do that next
week. Let's go with it.
All right, Laura there has got some man facts. What I'll do is I'll hold over my various surveys because they're useful stuff. I did want to talk about... Coast. You ever watch Coast on the TV?
Very rarely.
It's work of genius. I love that programme. It's such a bloke programme.
Isn't it for old people?
And blokes.
Duncan old enjoys blokes. It.
Nice bit of coastline somewhere. The cliffs. Birds circling overhead. Anyway,
that's
you got some man
dreams,
facts there.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What have you got?
Well, I just picked this up from my women's mag that I was reading earlier, and it's got a double-page spread of man facts.
Which woman's mag is it?
It's more.
As I still got, do they still have
more,
the?
Yeah. Like,
they still have it.
Do they? They still use Action Men and Barbies.
Do you know? I haven't seen.
What
this
are you
week's.
Talking about?
Have you not heard about Position of the Week?
Is that what they do in more?
Yeah, it's great.
Obviously, it's got everything to do with chess. No, Formula One racing.
I don't know where it is. Actually, it's somewhere in.
Oh,
it.
Hang on. Lovely, another bit of lava.
Horrendous.
Splendid.
Stop it.
Anyway, what are the man facts about?
Do you know what? I want
don't
to
show Toby
out.
The position of the I week. He'll get excited. It'll get embarrassing.
What are you trying to say?
Well,
I want to point out the first one that I noticed, because I got ridiculed when I talked about playing on my games consoles.
Yeah.
The top one here, right at the top of the page, men voted the Nintendo Wii as the gadget that made them happiest.
Yeah.
And for me, that makes me the same as everybody else. It's a great gadget.
You're in a relationship with PP.
Yeah.
When you go back to your flat
and
you jack in and you're playing your video games and your console and stuff, does she mind?
She joins in.
Does she?
She absolutely loves that exact console. She does.
What does she like on the Wii then?
She likes playing Crazy Golf. In fact, she likes it so much that she bought me Crazy Golf at Christmas.
Really?
Yes, she likes it that much.
I've had a go on one of these things.
That positively encourages me to play.
I played it at Christmas. I went to stay with my my sister-in-law in the northeast of England. Went up Boxing Day, Durham Town. Roger Whittaker wrote a song about it. And they had the Wii, and it struck me as absolutely pointless. There was 10-pin bowling on the Wii. And I just said, why don't we go and 10-pin bowl? Somewhere.
Well, it's like
properly.
Having. I suppose it's like having it in your front room.
Exactly. And we did.
I'd also like
to
point out.
You don't get to wear those funny shoes everyone else has worn.
I'd also like to point out another one, which might well explain to us why Laura is more moany than us on this show.
Does Laura moan?
Well, according to Mick,
is she a moaner?
Can I just point out this is from some research by the Economic and Social Research Institute. Men are less likely than women to feel lonely. Because they have higher positive attitude levels.
Yeah, see, it's a hormonal thing.
So it's
men are less likely to be lonely.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about this
and
one?
And also, presumably, therefore, more likely to be happy.
Yeah.
This is from a survey by Cadbury.
Yeah.
Men think Jessica Rabbit is the sexiest cartoon character
Well, they would
ever.
Say that because they created her, but they're absolutely right.
Yeah,
she is. I could see that in old Roger Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit.
Do you like any other ones?
Is she better than Jasmine?
Yeah,
Jasmine.
I do actually. Aladdin. I do. No, I don't like Jasmine. I'm not particularly. I mean, Pocahontas, I could take or leave.
She looks just like
but
Jasmine.
I'll tell you
who.
I mean, Jessica Rabbit, I can see, but Jessica does get trumped by someone else.
Who are we talking about?
I'm talking about Penelope Pitstop.
Oh, yeah.
My God, there's nothing better than a woman in a helmet with a scarf standing by a sports car, a damsel in distress.
What about...
you want to pull over.
What about the lady in Thunderbirds?
Lady Penelope.
Lady Penelope.
Yeah, well, that's not a cartoon, though, is it?
Does it not count?
Well, then,
it's not a cartoon.
She's a puppet. First of all, you'd have the splinters to contend with.
Oh, Duncan Barnes.
And secondly, you know, Lady Penelope, why is you a bit of posh totty?
What about the Little Mermaid? She's quite pretty.
Wrong.
Fiery redhead.
That's morally wrong.
Here's a question for you, Duncan. What is the trait that you most obviously display when you're nervous?
I sweat sometimes if I'm nervous.
Right.
Yeah, I went through a phase when I was growing up and I was discovering girls that I couldn't talk to them without blushing and sweating a little bit, which for a lady is quite a turn-off, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. Apparently, got past that stage.
38% of men say they laugh when they're nervous.
Do they?
According to these man facts.
Yeah, what's the worst thing, Laura, that a bloke does when they're nervous? Or how can you tell when a man's nervous in your presence?
I don't think men ever are nervous in my presence.
Are they not? Do you not think so?
I don't think that's true.
No, I think, you know...
I think Laura can be quite... someone that could make me nervous, I'm sure, on first impressions. I think I've just made my point quite well, actually.
What else do you man facts?
There's one here that you'll love, Duncan. Mm. In Iowa, it is illegal for moustached men to kiss women in public.
Really?
Yeah. Only moustached men. Full beard presumably is okay.
Well, I like the fact that there are moustached men having to go behind closed doors for a snog. I find that quite entertaining.
Yeah.
What about the moustache, Laura? Someone kissed you with a moustache?
No, I don't think so. No.
Would you do you find that a bit
I think moustaches are coming back into fashion a bit, you know. They were quite big in the 80s, weren't they?
I've not seen anyone with a moustache for a while. Beards, I see.
I've seen a few
people knocking around here have got beards on the go. But moustaches...
I like a beard, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why does a beard work for you?
Well, I just think it's very manly.
But does it not? Because
is that why you've not taken us to the Turkish barber yet?
Why?
Because
clearly I'm growing
beards.
A beard.
Yeah, is it your beardy?
I'm beardy. No, I mean, no, we must do the Turkish barber thing. It's on our list of many
What about this
do.
One for what? You? Men have 50% less bacteria on their hands than women.
Really?
Apparently so.
No, well, I'm not sure about that, because I'll tell you what, the amount of men I see
don't
using
wash
the loo,
their hands.
Don't wash their hands.
Yeah, I agree. I hate it.
I
don't understand it. I really don't. Because someone said to me, someone tried to justify it the other day, because there was a conversation the other day, they said, yeah, but, you know, it's not really dirty because it's your own dirt. And I thought, yeah, but then you're going to shake someone's hand or use a computer keyboard that someone else uses. It's just wrong. How hard is it to wash your hands in hot water with a bit of soap?
Yeah, I agree.
It's just
it's
wrong.
Disgusting. Here we go, Duncan. You are also in the minority, apparently, because when asked what one thing they couldn't live without most men, and this is, even I think this is a bit sad, said Facebook.
No.
What one thing they couldn't live without?
That's what one thing could you not live without, Toby? For me, it would be my corkscrew. What about you?
Your corkscrew?
Yeah.
Well, let's Blimey. Think about it. Food, water,
no,
shelter.
No, but it's just, no, the, you know, things that you... I don't think
just
I could... I think I couldn't live without music.
Really?
I can't.
So you give up your watches, your mobile phone, all of your Facebook and stuff.
If somebody told me you're never going to hear music again or you're never going to have another one of those watches again...
I thought of you the other day. Shall I tell you why? It was a random thought. I was reading the newspaper and I was reading that Black Lace have reformed, the people behind Agadoo, and it brought the memories flooding back of when you brought your French horn into the studio and gave us a pop.
You could do a duet with them.
Yeah. I'd tell you what, if they re-release it, we could have you on the background in your French horn and the world would be a good place. Do you know what? Because they're local, aren't they? They're Northwest based, or one of them is.
Yeah, they are.
Everyone's reforming at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, but who cares about Spandau Ballet? Let's get Black Lace in the Bloke Talk studio, get them in, and we can have a bit of a chinwag.
Do you remember the dance?
No.
No, do I.
Can we put Black Lace on our list of people we want to get in? Because the magicians worked. I mean, admittedly, they haven't come in this week, but we've got them in the pipeline. I'm sure one of the lads from Black Lace is Northwest based, if not in Merseyside. Let's get him in. Let's get him in, have a conversation.
Yeah, we haven't had a celebrity for a while.
We had that bloke out of Hollyoaks who drank all of the wine, so we need someone else in. What could you not live without, Laura?
My family and friends.
Oh, boring answer. Come on.
I'm so boring.
Corkscrew, music, what else?
Can I say that? It's a brand. It's a thing that I drink all the time.
Coke.
Diet Coke.
Okay. One more man fact, then we have to say goodbye and let the other lot come in.
Can I do two? I quite like two of them.
Well, quickly then, go on.
The first is 61% of men have lied to their girlfriend about the way she looks.
Yeah, I bet you've done that.
I can't believe it.
I bet you've done that.
I can't believe it's 61%.
I bet you've done that.
No comment.
I bet you've done that. You've done it, haven't you?
It's higher than that.
You're never going to go, my God, you look as rough as a badger's arse. You're never going to be honest, are you? You know, and rightly so, you go, my darling, you look magnificent. You are beautiful in my eyes. That's what you do.
And one other, which I think Laura will be delighted to hear right at the end of the show. Men take longer to show their age than women because their skin is thicker, so it takes longer to wrinkle. And that, Duncan, is why you look younger than Laura.
Yeah, I know, but I've got grey hair, which is why I have to shave it with a number one cut.
Younger than me.
All right, that's it for Bloke Talk. Laura, thank you. Stop moaning. Toby, thank you. And this has been Bloke Talk here on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Listen, and log on to The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.